Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
It's about to be a Zach attack, Steve. So you
Zach attack.
Get out of here.
Goodbye.
If you are playing along at home, Zach attack has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Taryn.
What do you call a hot dog on a stick that is coated in cornmeal batter and deep fried?
A corn dog.
Yes. Who is the starting quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders?
Oh, pass.
In The Wizard of Oz, what was the lion searching for?
A heart.
No.
For courage?
Yes. How many periods in the Mesozoic era? How many periods is the Mesozoic dinosaur era divided into?
3.
Yes. How many miles would the Proclaimers walk in total?
1,000?
Yes. Jefferson City is the capital of which Midwestern state?
Missouri.
Correct. Who is the lead character in the book The Hobbit?
That's Bilbo Baggins.
It sure is. In what decade did they start mass producing the Honda Civic?
Was that the 70s?
It was. The largest snowball fight in the world took place in what country?
Canada?
Yes. Mariner 9 was the first spacecraft to orbit what other planet?
Let's go Mercury.
No.
Venus.
No.
Mars.
Yes. Who is the starting quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders?
Oh, my gosh. Why can't I think of him? Garoppolo.
No. We got you down for 9, though, Zach. This is insane.
I know he's going to know that one, though.
He's definitely going to know that one. Don't tell him. Steve, welcome back. Do you still have no t-shirt on underneath your sweatshirt?
Yes, I was just thinking about how I need to switch out.
This might affect your game, honestly.
I am very distracted. Yes.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
I hit the wrong button. I'm so distracted.
What do you call a hot dog on a stick that is coated in cornmeal batter and deep fried?
Well, delicious, and also a corn dog.
Yes. Who is the starting quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders?
Would you have taken Krusty Pup?
Sure.
Okay, Geno Smith.
Yes.
Would you have taken Krusty Pup for that one, too?
Yeah.
Hey, blame Geno.
In The Wizard of Oz, what was the lion searching for?
Courage.
Yes. How many periods is the Mesozoic dinosaur era divided into?
How many periods? 5.
No.
4.
No.
3.
Yes. How many miles would the Proclaimers walk in total?
1,000.
Yes. Jefferson City is the capital of which Midwestern state?
I don't know. Is it Illinois?
No.
Is it Minnesota?
No.
Is it Iowa?
No. Who is the lead singer, who is the lead character in the book The Hobbit?
Gandalf.
No.
Bilbo Baggins.
Yes. In what decade did they start mass producing the Honda Civic?
What?
In what decade did they start mass producing the Honda Civic?
Man, they're around for a while. I'm going to go 70s.
That's it. The largest snowball fight in the world took place in what country?
United States of America.
No.
Canada.
Yes, it was Canada. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And that's a pretty good score. But Zach got 9.
Oh.
Congratulations, Zach.
Let's go, folks. Happy Thursday, y'all.
Have
Happy
a good
Thursday.
One, man. I don't blame the sweater. I blame Geno Smith.
Blame it on me.
I will.
Which is funny enough, the one that Zach did not get correct.
He didn't get Gino?
He couldn't think of the name.
Oh.
Yeah. One that you did not get to, Mariner 9 was the first spacecraft to orbit what other planet?
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
It would not be. It's Mars.
Mars.
Oh, Steve.
Did you count my Canada?
I did.
Canada?
I gave you Canada.
Wow.
The music was still just trailing away.
I was just curious.
I'm trying to play fair.
That's nice of you.
All right, Steve, we got another chance to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
It is so easy to leave us a voice message if you download the Odyssey app to your smartphone. And every day when we check in, there are some very interesting messages in there, Steve.
There is an interesting message about being naked.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Smashing Pumpkins.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We would be so excited to wake up in the morning to a voice message from you. And you can leave us one through the Odyssey app. There's a little microphone icon. Look for that bad boy, and it's easy to do.
Super easy.
Steve, what's happening in there?
Somebody wants to talk about getting naked.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Let's check out our first voice message.
What's good, y'all? The Velveteen Wolverine back at it again.
Sold. I don't even know what we're about to talk.
I'll follow this guy into a fire.
I know. This is the guy that always gives you a hard time about the Cougs.
Oh, yeah.
The Velveteen Wolverine. I love that.
Quick tangent. I wasn't too sure if I wanted to use that name. I mean, it sounds kind of soft, but you know what? We're talking about my voice. We're going to go with it for y'all. Y'all was talking
about... Ain't nothing soft about that Velveteen Wolverine.
You okay, Taryn?
No.
Y'all was talking about sleeping naked. Honestly, I feel like more of y'all should join in the fun and sleep naked. It's comfortable as all get out. Like, I don't know what you're doing when you're wearing a three-piece suit.
Yes.
To go to sleep? Nah. Matter of fact, people should be utilizing nudity as a weapon, all right? Cops got to show up at your house. They should be expecting people being naked, all right? Somebody outside doing something crazy. You don't want, say myself, if I'm hearing something crazy happening outside, no one's going to want to see a 6-foot black dude with a knife coming at him who's butt-ass naked.
Well, speak for yourself. That's what I think about every night.
Yes.
I always hope my neighbor's coming out naked with a knife.
Adam, who's butt-ass naked. You don't want that. Nobody wants that. So you know what? Utilize the nudity in your favor. That's all I'm trying to say. Y'all go ahead, jump on the bus. Let's get naked.
Woo!
So dumb.
I have been a nude sleeper for like forever, but now that, I mean, my child likes to come up to our room all the time, so I can't really do that so much anymore.
I used to sleep completely naked, and I 1,000% agree. It is so much more comfortable than wearing clothes, but ever since Tatum's able to leave her room and crawl into bed with us, I'm just like, I think those days are done.
Those days are done.
It's boxers and a t-shirt now.
That being said, one of my siblings, she sleeps with a sweatshirt on at night. I can't even, it makes me like want to gag just thinking about it.
It took me a while to just start feeling, now I'm at the point where I feel comfortable sleeping with a shirt and underwear. But like for the longest time, I felt like, I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, why do I have clothes on? It's bedtime.
It makes us claustrophobic.
Yes. All right, we're ready for, we don't know about Danny. We now know that you and I used to, but no longer do it.
Never once.
Never once.
What do you wear?
Pajamas, like a normal
like
person.
Like jammies?
Yeah, like pajama pants and a shirt. Sometimes the sweatshirt.
He's bedtime shaming us like a normal person.
Yeah, why would
Wait, you wear
saying?
Pants in bed?
Yeah, it's pajama pants. That's what they're for, Steve.
No.
Pajama pants.
The pajamas go on either like the moment you wake up or the moment you get home from work.
Yep.
No.
Those are the rules. I saw it on the internet.
They go in your bed and you sleep and it's great.
Oh my God.
T-shirt too?
My legs are hot just thinking about that.
Yes, of course.
Do you wear socks?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. Hell no.
I can't do
no
socks.
No socks in bed.
No. All right, ready for our next voice message?
I'm not weird, Steve.
Okay, good. I was a little worried about you. No longer.
Hey, guys. Journey. Most of that, their music was the drummer, right?
I'm gonna look at the drummer in the room, Steve. Is Journey mostly the drummer?
You know, I never thought about it until right now. But, I mean, until I saw that we got this voice message. I was never a big Journey fan. But our buddy Jesse, he's in a Journey tribute band. I've seen them perform. And he's a great drummer. And I'm always like, man, those are some good drum parts. Things I cannot do. And he's absolutely right. The drumming for Journey is really freaking good. Of course, on their big hit.
Yeah.
if you had like a regular drum beat right there, I don't think this song would be as awesome.
Steve, who is the drummer for Journey?
No idea. That's a cool drum part, though.
I guess I've never really sat and listened to the drums of any Journey song.
I don't ever sit and listen to a Journey song, but when I was trying to find Don't Stop Believing, because I'm like, okay, that should be the best example, I realized there is a Journey song that I absolutely love.
What is it?
And I've never been a very big Journey fan until right now, but it's this one. So hold tight, hold tight.
Their music videos back in the day were just the cheesiest, best things ever.
It's like transition from late 70s to early 80s. And there's one more. Okay, let's see about this one. Do you guys rock with this one?
This is the one. This is like, the best music video.
This makes me think of every 80s action film montage. Like if I'm ever about to get into a fight with a bully in the neighborhood, which doesn't happen, thankfully, I think I would listen to this to get hyped.
Honestly, if you've never seen this music video, do yourself a favor and watch it.
No.
It's so insane. The instruments appear and disappear and reappear.
And they uncomfortably stare at the camera like they're looking at you as they're performing.
Oh, and there she is in her cute white coat, strutting away.
Oh, I missed that. I'm just looking at the keyboardist right now. Just making love to those keys.
Are we even paying attention to the drums, though?
Yeah, actually, they are pretty good. Oh, there's the girl with the jacket. She is so 80s and hot.
The Daily Migs Show.
Today is the day, Rockaholics. If you want to wear the Thanksgiving shirt, the Daily Migs Show Thanksgiving shirt to your Thanksgiving holiday, it's got to be ordered by today. These are facts.
Unless you plan on wearing it on Black Friday, maybe then you can order it tomorrow.
That's totally fine as well. But today is the deadline to order it before the holiday if you want to wear it to your holiday. And you can get it at KISW.com. Also, remember that when you pick this shirt up, part of the proceeds are supporting the Washington Food Coalition. Out in Westport, that general area, there was a crabbing boat crew that needed to be saved by four fishermen. And the vessel began sinking into the Pacific Ocean, which is just crazy. The Lady Nancy is the group that located the survivors. They pulled them up on board, and then rescue officials called the entire thing miraculous because
they showed up before like the Coast Guard or anybody. If they had to wait, some of these guys would not be with us.
This is the King 5 report on it.
They spotted four men in the choppy Pacific, two in a raft and two clinging to a survival suit. After they pulled one man aboard, Roy Windham watched a man start to sink.
I seen him like bob and his eyes were kind of open and then he started to go under, so I swim over and it's not very easy in like those emergency suits or whatever, and then I grabbed him out of the water to get his head above water as soon as I could and handed him up to these guys.
I thought he was dead, but I performed CPR anyways, and it wasn't until I started praying that he came back to you. You know, thank all the community and the fishermen for being there for each other and always looking out for each other.
All four men.
I mean, you watch that guy, you could just see it in his body language. You hear it in his voice as well. Like, what a traumatic experience. But thankfully, the guy is going to live. Mm.
All four men who were rescued suffered from hypothermia. The one who lost consciousness was seriously injured. The Lady Nancy crew was told he was sore, but will survive.
Yeah, I guess his ribs are a little sore from the CPR and stuff, but, you know, sore ribs are better than, you know, being dead.
Solid advice.
My mom used to tell me that all the time.
Broken ribs.
Steven, sore ribs. It's better than being dead. Wow.
Yeah, that is just, I mean, it makes my heart rate go up just hearing that.
I'm guessing no one here has ever experienced being rescued of that magnitude. Nothing as extreme as that, but have you ever been rescued or had to rescue someone?
Both.
Really?
Yes. Which one would you like to hear?
Which one's more epic?
Ooh, probably the rescuing.
Okay.
Okay. So my family used to rent, what do you call them, houseboats on Lake Roosevelt over in Eastern Washington every summer. And when you get checked into the boat, they say, do not go off of the back of the slide when the boat is moving, right? That's like rule number one. Don't go off the slide when the boat is moving. So,
which is crazy that there is even a slide while,
So one of my parents' friends, who actually suffers from MS, went off the slide while the boat was going on purpose. And then as he landed, he started to go into some sort of an episode where his body, he couldn't move. Like he was almost experiencing like a paralysis.
Was that from the MS?
Yes. And okay. Like the extreme temperature change, he just started.
Wow.
He basically almost started like seizing up. And I'm like 15 years old, maybe 14 years old. And me and another kid grabbed a life ring, dove off the boat. The current's already pulling him in the other direction. We swam out there and just held him on this life raft thing or lifeboat or life ring, excuse me. Well, they waited for the entire giant boat to turn all the way around to come and rescue all three of us, basically. It was the most insane adrenaline rush of my life.
Fast forward like 3 or so hours later when you guys were just hanging out, just BSing. Did anyone say, what were you thinking?
Yes, they all said that.
Did you not hear the part of do not go down this slide?
I mean, to be fair.
Was there alcohol involved?
The guy's a coug, so, you know.
Answered that question.
The Daily Mix Show.
All right, it's your turn, Rockaholics. We want to know if you have ever had to be rescued for some reason, or were you the one that did the rescuing? Call 206-803-ROCK and let us know if you've ever been rescued for any reason or if you had to rescue someone.
I have a moment being rescued that is so dumb that I didn't even want to share it next to that incredible story.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we'll chat with you after Nirvana.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Did you ever have to be rescued for whatever reason, or did you ever have to rescue someone? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us the story. Steve Miggs, we have someone on hold who was saved by a stranger when she was 5 years old.
Oh, damn.
We're going to get that story.
I'm looking at some of the stories, just like a little synopsis on some of these, and I'm just like, oh my goodness. It's something. Some people have gone through some crazy ass.
It's about to be wild, and we're going to start with Matthew from Woodinville. Matthew, when did you have to rescue someone?
Happy Little Friday.
What's up, man?
I was on a rescue, a helicopter crash. And so we had to go up the mountainside and rescue five people out of that. Well, there was 11 total, but five were alive that we had to bring out first.
Wow.
So how high up in the air was it when it started? Like, how bad of a crash was it? Yeah.
No, well, I mean, it was zero when it hit the ground, Steve.
Well, I know that, but I mean...
Okay.
Yeah, it was like just taking off and then it crashed, or you know what I mean?
No, they were flying in to unload the people they had on it, and they were only about treetop level when everything that happened to cause it to crash, but they were doing, you know, a couple hundred miles an hour as it went down through the standing timber into the mountainside.
That's wild. That'll get your blood pumping. 206-803-ROCK. Jen, you're in Burien this morning. When did you have to be rescued?
So we were on a family camping trip in Oregon. So it was like my mom, all of our sisters, and all my cousins. And we found this like river that you could swim in and jump off rocks and stuff. But if you walk like across the river, there was a shallow area where there was just like thousands of salamanders, which as a five-year-old who loves like animals, I was just like, this is so cool. So I had picked up like two handfuls of salamanders, and my hands were just filled with salamanders. And I was walking back across the river, and my foot slipped or something, and the current just grabbed me just right. And I was just going down the river with my hands filled with salamanders. I didn't know what to do. And some guy just saw me just like going down river and just grabbed my arm and just yeeted me out of the river. And the whole time, I was just like, looking at my salamanders. I never dropped them.
You rescued the salamanders and he rescued you.
Yeah.
Just a
so
couple
they
heroes.
Show off my salamander to everyone and totally almost drown in a river.
So did you go back to your family and say, oh, yeah, this random guy just saved me? Or did he find your family? Like, what happened afterwards?
I mean, I don't fully remember. Fair. I might have told them that I was walking down the river, but at the same time, being five, I don't think I told them. And I was just so excited about my salamander.
And that guy goes back to, like, his significant other. Like, how's your day been? Oh, I just rescued a five-year-old who was just floating down the river with a handful of salamanders.
Never saw her again.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Isaac from Vancouver Island, British Columbia. When did you have to rescue someone?
Hey, yeah, I got quite the story here. So I'm not a very strong swimmer. And my buddy calls me while I'm at the skate park one day and asks if I wanted to go kayaking with him. So I said, sure, I haven't gone kayaking since I was a little kid. I only did it like one time for 5 minutes or whatever. So I figured it'd be fun. He told me we're going to go from Vancouver Island over to Salt Spring Island, which isn't that far. Seemingly, but once we got out there, it was quite the journey.
On average, how long would that take someone who's kayaking?
Just like an hour and a half.
Okay.
Roughly or whatever, just going with the current. But the way back, it would have taken like 2 hours. So anyway, we got there.
Oh man. Yeah, you can't use that word, Isaac. I don't know how it is in Vancouver Island, but we can't get away with saying that F word. Can we go to call number one?
Yes. Cammy from Seattle.
When did you have to be rescued?
Actually, yesterday, I had to be rescued by a midget prostitute on Aurora because I locked my keys in my car.
How exactly did the sex worker help you get into your car?
Her pimp actually had a Slim Jim, so I was actually able to, like, get in the car.
Wait, so this little person prostitute also had a Slim Jim handy for you to help you get into your car?
Her pimp actually.
Oh, her pimp!
Did. Yeah.
Is her pimp a little person, too? How does that work?
It was actually kind of weird, not little person, and, he had, like, a Cummins truck kind of lifted, so it was weird when they, like, took off. But, yeah.
Did this all really happen, or did you just have, like, a weird, like, hallucination?
No, this really happened yesterday.
And wait.
In Linden.
You said Slim Jim as in, like, the beef jerky?
No, Danny.
It's a tool.
No, it's like this carpet thing. He was able to, like pull my door open kind of, and then drop it through, like, by the window.
It's a tool to open up a door.
I didn't know that was a thing. I thought they meant, like, a beef jerky.
Oh, yeah, you just shove that Slim Jim into the car, and you can open up
it. I thought they were trying to, like, when she told me that, I thought she was, you know, they were trying to, like, get me into some weird... I was like, I don't have money, and, like, no, they were actually helping me get in my car. 137th and Linden.
What does a little person prostitute wear?
Okay. little, like, prostitute clothes, I guess. Her name was Shorty.
No!
And she has a Twitter, so I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not going to be doing that, but thanks. 137th and Linden.
I mean, I hope she earned a follow from you.
Shorty, what the hell is that?
Gonna earn a follow from me.
What the hell was happening?
The Daily Mix Show.
I don't know what's the weirder part, that she was saved by a little person prostitute, or Danny thought that they used a snack to open up a car.
Do you think you could beat Steve Miggs this morning?
Snap into it and open up my car.
I legit thought that's what it was, Steve.
362. Sorry.
It's only the jalapeno flavored one. You can't open up cars with just the original beef.
126 losses and 103 ties in 2025. There was a cheat sheet that happened yesterday at 5:40, by the way, where I gave out three of the correct answers for the upcoming game. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
So I'm so glad I'm running late so I could hear about the little person prostitute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.